Let's go next to Clayton in Texas. Clayton, welcome to the program. You're on with Drew Pomani, Dial and RJ.
I've got a pre-pass question for you.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
The other day, we got a stage now that has the bypass when you wait that lets you go bypass without, like Arizona. That has nothing to do with the pre-pass. That's got the automatic lanes. And they'll tell you either to enter the weigh station or to bypass the weigh station. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, the other day I was going across to Arizona, and I had to enter the weigh station sign, but my pre-pass gave me the bypass. I went ahead and bypassed because my pre-pass told me to. Would I have gotten in trouble for that?
If you pull in, of course not, until you got to understand, the pre-pass transponder is usually located somewhere a half a mile to a mile back down the road. That's where the electronics in your truck talk to the electronics in the scale house.
Right, and a lot of them don't have the – some states have the scales that you cross before you get to them, and
right.
Some don't.
Right, and so what happens is the transponder – if you get the green light, the go button – in your cab, whenever the transponder communicates with the state's computer system, if you get the green light, my understanding is you don't even have to pull in.
He can just keep on going.
Even if that other sign tells me that I do have to pull in?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, because like I said the other day, I got the green light, but I got the enter sign.
But see, what they do, Clayton, is there are a lot of companies that do not have pre-pass. And so what they have to do is they have to tell the trucks, you have to pull in here unless you have the green light on the pre-pass.
Right.
See, that's like in Texas. Texas does not participate in the pre-pass system. So if we have the lights flashing, we don't care if you've got a pre-pass or not.
You still got to pull in.
You still have to pull in.
Right, yeah, I knew that. I'm down here all the time.
And so the way the system works is if you get the green light, even though there are signs indicating that you need to pull in, that's for the drivers that are not members of the pre-pass.
Right. And as far as Texas raising their speed limit to 80, I don't know what the big deal is. You got Arizona and New Mexico at 75. You don't have drivers bitching about that because they're allowed to do 75.
Okay.
The only reason you got drivers bitching about the 80-mile-an-hour speed limit is because they're not allowed to do it.
Yeah, RJ's in agreement with you. He's shaking his head.
I'm nodding.
Hopefully you're not nodding off there.
I don't agree with anybody.
Okay. All right. Clayton, thank you, man. Does that help you?
Yes, sir, it does. Thank you.
All right, have a good morning.